This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 10th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is Auditing Skills for R3R. This tape is 74 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Well, this is what? The 10th, this is the 10th of July, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. I have a lecture today on R3R and 3N. But before we get on to these technical matters, it's a remarkable world we're living in. Very remarkable world. How can anything be as idiotic at some lines and places as they can be? Quite marvelous. I have a banker today who is arguing with me. The only thing I could make out of it, he's just arguing with me vociferously not to reduce any loans I have with the bank or reduce overdrafts, and he's trying to make me realize that I don't need any overdraft account, since he's perfectly willing to extend me all the overdrafts that I possibly want any place, and please not reduce my loan account, you see. It's quite remarkable. It's just, Scientology credit-wise apparently has arrived. Marvelous. Never had it happen to me before. Please owe us money, Dr. Hubbard. It's very funny, you know, at the times when you need this money, they're never in that frame of mind. When you get to a point where you don't need any money, you see, you got everything taped in all directions and so forth, they couldn't be so liberal. Marvelous, isn't it? It's a law of supply and no demand, demand and no supply. Anyway, you are confronting some horrible facts. Today, talking about R3R, you're confronting some horrible facts. I have some very bad news for you. Very difficult for me to impart this to you, and so on. But we have the exact number of skills necessary to make an OT. I'm sorry to have to tell you that this, because they are not simple skills. And that is the bad news. That's the bad news. They are not simple skills, and they are numerous. Now, I brought the bulletin out yesterday, which is being run off today in order to talk to you from my notes, but following in my tradition of having no notes and so forth, I brought the bulletins I don't need today and the one that I had yesterday, which I should have today. You see, that's being run off, so I don't have it today. The number of skills which you have to master in order to make an OT are numerous, and I'm not going to go into a list of these because you'll shortly have it in HCOB, I think, 8 July or 9 July. But these skills are going to make you gasp a little bit. When you first look at them, unless I give you a good piece of news, and that is that they break down to about 5 skills, which you have been taught for a long time, and which, unfortunately, you have to have perfect. And those skills are the ability to follow an auditing cycle. Can you give an auditing cycle? That auditing cycle is quite important. And the next one is, can you give it repetitively? Can you repeat yourself? That's quite important, too. That's a special skill. You see, you could sit down and give one auditing cycle, but can you give the next auditing cycle and the next auditing cycle and the next auditing cycle? Now, you say that isn't very hard. Years ago, we had to master that one, so we've got that one taped. And the next one is to read a meter. And I do mean read a meter. You have to be able to read a meter and do very well with a meter. Next one is you have to be able to read, understand, and follow procedure of a bulletin. That is a training skill all by itself. The last one is somewhat debatable. And I don't know what I said in the bulletin on the last one. But it's something on the order of keep a PC in session, handle a model session. Those actually are the basic skills. Those are the basic skills that we go down to. And any time, now hear me now, any time that you find an auditor unable to handle one of these upper procedures, you look back at those five I just gave you, and there is something wrong with those five. This character just can't seem to run something like R3R or 3N, just can't seem to handle it. Can't seem to handle 2H, can't seem to cut it, you know? Just can't seem to do anything with a PC in CCHs. Just can't seem to. And you look back at that small list I have just given you, and you will find that the fault lies there. The fault does not lie in the complexity of the skill. Now, I give you this with a great margin of warning on this, because this is whether you can train people or not train people. This is whether you personally, as an auditing supervisor, can get auditing done or not get it done, completely aside from getting result on the case that you're doing. When you see an auditor who's getting no results, and you've told him to run technique Z, and he just can't seem to cut it, you're just going to break your heart if you then get a hold of technique Z and wrap it around his head and expostulate and scream and pound the desk and shove technique Z at him and technique Z at him and technique Z at him and then send him back into an auditing room to audit technique Z, and you're going to get hash. And then you're going to conclude that technique Z doesn't work, but you have followed the wrong procedure. I don't say don't teach him technique Z. But if you have to get very extreme in teaching him technique Z, or if there's anything hard about teaching him technique Z, it isn't technique Z that you are up against. You are up against the five I just gave you. One or more of those is as wrong as Khrushchev. That's a wry. It is a wry, man. Now, you understand what I mean when I tell you that no amount of persuasion is going to take an auditor who can't do these basic skills and make him do a complicated skill. Now, no amount of persuasion on an upper level or complex technology, no amount of persuasion is going to overcome these basic technologies, the difficulties which you're up against, are the difficulties of basic skills. Now, you like to think sometime that you're up against case level. To some degree, that is true. But all case level does is make it harder for you to teach the basic skills. It does not make it impossible for you to teach the basic skills. And if you ever proceed on the basis that case level makes it impossible for you to teach the basic skills, then you are going to lose. You're not going to lose on just one person. You're going to start losing on PC after PC after PC after PC. I've had the most remarkable people audit. My belief in their ability to audit amounted to more than their case level. I've had a girl who was mostly throbbing away at the lower lip as she gazed out the window pane fixedly most of her life, headed at a PC. And now you can do this, see, and so on. Oh, can I? Maybe I can. And they go ahead, and I've had her go ahead and turn in a job. Oh, yeah, you had to keep your eye on it. That gives you a slightly different look at training. You see, you get so involved with a Q&A on training that you can't train. And the Q&A is this. The guy is saying, I can't. And so you Q&A and say, okay, you can't. That's a Q&A on the part of an instructor. Look, if he can't, he's awful wrong. If you make him do it, you make him right. And this is one of the few instances where that is the case. He becomes right if he can do this. And it's only his aberration that you're cueing an A-ing with if you say he can't. I know this is a very extreme view. But I have recently begun to look on it, not as an extreme view of just because we couldn't do otherwise, which is what I've said before. I've begun to look at it as a fact. It's a fact. I don't care what the case level is. Discount it as far as the auditor's concerned. The lower the case level, the more horrible time you'll have. All right. But he can get auditing done. The more brutal it'll be to face up to a session, the more horrible it is to face up to the ARC breaks, the more worry there is between sessions. Oh, my God, what am I doing? I've already ruined him. Look at there, he's got a cold, and he's all caked up. All right, that aspect of auditing multiplies, but it doesn't forbid it. Now, the moment you let the door open on aberration forbids it, you've let the door open on no auditing must occur. Oh, yes, because look at the reductio ad absurdum of all this. Only OTs can audit. Where does that leave you? It leaves you with no OTs to audit. Every once in a while, you get it going in an academy. Do you know that you don't let a DFP or a DT, either one, DFP, of course, can say we can't audit this person because the person has an insane history or is illegal or something like that. Well, we can't let them get too extreme on who they accept for processing or training, but particularly the DFT. The DFT, honest, must never be permitted to refuse a student. Ah, that lets some awful things occur in academies. It makes the job an awful headache. But immediately that you say this student can't be admitted to the academy, then we upgrade our classification of who can study Scientology, and then we upgrade our classification case-wise, see, and only this case level, and then only this case level can study, and there's all of a sudden nobody in the academy and nobody learning how to do anything. And look, I've seen it happen. I've sat right there and watched it happen. And I've taken the very people
that they said couldn't audit, sometimes with malice aforethought, and made them turn in an auditing session. Oh, brother, it takes some doing. Your instructors can sometimes tell you here. They probably could expound on this at some rate. But the truth of the matter is, it's a Q&A. This guy's aberrations are saying, you can't. So the moment that the instructor says, all right, you can't, the instructor is then Q&A-ing with the reactive bank of the student. And the student's ability deteriorates at a square, the like of which I hate to see. It's quite remarkable how fast this will occur. Now, one time I remember one memorable ACC. In the last week and a half, I decided that no results had taken place in this ACC to amount to anything. So I just went around, and all the auditors sitting there auditing PCs and so forth, each unit as they flip-flopped and so on, and I said, do so-and-so and so-and-so, and I said, you can do it, all right, and gave them a very complex technology to go ahead and do, but I told them they could do it. I didn't tell them they couldn't do it. And they brought off some remarkable results, and all the auditing results that occurred in that ACC occurred in the last week and a half. It was on the basis that you can do it. The guy said, oh, I can't do it, it worries me so much, and so forth. But you're standing here, you're not auditing. Now go on back and audit. It's quite remarkable. You see, I myself know all about your qualms and horrors and jitters on the subject of taking apart somebody's head. I know all about these things. I've held my breath more often than you ever will. And I can sympathize with you. But it's something you can get over. And I have seen auditors who couldn't audit at all, couldn't follow an auditing cycle, just had the Q&A and so forth. Took a while, but they eventually got to a point, said, you know, hey, I mustn't Q&A this way. Nearly all of my trouble is in this auditing cycle. Nearly all of my trouble is right here in this auditing cycle. Every time the PC opens his face, why, I do what he says in some particular fashion, or I question his answer, or something like this, and I'm just going from bad to worse. I never stick to procedure. You know, crash, great big exclamation point, a curse in the sky, like they do over comic strip characters, you know? You know, hey, you know, I shouldn't do that. He wakes up to it, and he starts right on the situation. Therefore, it takes some a little longer to get these basics down than others. Now, all the training that has been given in recent years has pointed toward those basics, so no training is lost. And it takes you a while to learn to shift gears with shifting technology and that sort of thing. But you will find good news in this. Nearly all of the things which you have learned how to do now have their place in Scientology. And if you've learned how to do these things, if under some different procedure name and so forth, well, you're that much further ahead. And we get down to a complex technology such as routine 3R. It's complex technology. Now you join 3R up to 3N and run them all on the same team, all with the same reins. My God, a one-armed paper hanger with the hives, isn't it? Couldn't be in any worse shape than this. No, you'll only get into bad shape if while you're trying to do this complex technology, you haven't learned which side of you the E-meter goes on. Don't you see? While you're doing this complex technology, all your weaknesses and the other five show up. If you're still busy Q&A-ing, R3R can get you into more difficulty in less time. A Q&A isn't just an innocent accident that can be passed over and cleaned up in 3R. It can be a catastrophe. It won't kill the PC, and you can recover the session, but boy, it's that whole session is gone. Now, why? Because he's particularly vulnerable? No, it's what you Q&A on. You say, all right, let me give you an actual instance. Actual instance. You say, all right, now we're going to date this implant. PC says, well, I've got the picture right here. Why don't you take the date of the picture? All right, what is the date of the picture? Is it less than, greater than? An hour later, the whole bank goes into a grouper. Reality goes by the boards. The PC explodes and his skull flies in pieces through the ceiling. Well, that was an innocent Q&A, wasn't it? The PC just offered up the engram in a muddy sort of a way and thought it was the implant. But the auditor said that he'd been looking for an implant there, and he never dated the implant. And some 4,000 trillion years intervened between the picture the PC had and the implant the auditor wanted to date. So he was running the implant with a date error of 4,000 trillion years. Quite an interesting date error, isn't it? Don't you suppose that wouldn't tend to group up some bank? Oh, I think that's very interesting. And yet that isn't much of a Q&A, don't you see? See, I'm not even berating that particular accident. You have to be very slippy about this sort of thing. You see? Well, the auditor just doesn't make his own intention stick in the session, which is the basic result. Had things happen in Q&A. He's trying to locate the date of an implant, and the PC gives him an engram, which is on an entirely different chain, but which he thinks muddily is the implant. And then the auditor says, well, to make the PC happy, why, we'll just say, well, that's the engram. PC says he has it, so we just Q&A about the whole thing. In other words, the auditor doesn't carry out his intention originally of dating the implant he was looking for in the first place. All he had to do was simply carry out the intention he started with in the first place, and he would have been all right. Don't you see? But his tendency to become the effect of the PC slips his gears. And he just gets into a cross-eyed situation where he has no business being. Now, carry out an auditing cycle. Carry out a repetitive auditing cycle. Let's look at how this influences it. The auditor says, I'm going to date this implant. See, this is carrying out an auditing cycle. You might not look at this as being an auditing cycle, but it is. I'm going to date this implant now. And the PC says, I have an engram here, which I have been looking at, which is the implant, and the auditor never gets his question answered, which understood the question is, when is this implant? No, he gets, when is this engram? Do you see how that is? In other words, he intends something, and he never gets it answered. He wants to know, when is the implant? See, no matter if he has to go over the meter and do a lot of things in order to determine this thing, this is still his auditing question. And the PC says, it's a picture, so he dates the picture, and he never finishes off his auditing cycle. And then, a couple of hours later, you're still picking up the pieces scattered around the room, and you wonder, what the hell happened? Well, frankly, nothing happened to R3R at all. The error was not R3R error. The error is that the auditor wanted and knew he had to get the date of a certain implant. And he didn't get it. Elementary, my dear Watson, isn't it? You want to know what happened to the auditing session? Well, whatever else might have occurred as an error in the auditing session, you could be very technical about all this. The auditor's question, when is this implant, is answered by, here is an engram, get its date. And these things can slide by so innocently that you can't even recognize them as a Q&A. Too delicate. You say, well, I've got to take the PC's data, you can say, mutton-headedly. Well, you've got to take the PC's data. All right, the PC says this was the engram in which the implant occurred. Well, he didn't actually, in this case, say that. But even if the PC said that, the auditor has to choose between invalidating the PC and getting his data straight and all that sort of thing. You get into judgment, you get into an involvement of one kind or another. You say, well, that's very complicated. No, it is not very complicated, because never at any time did the auditor ask if it was the date of the implant. In other words, you just derail the whole procedure. He started running routine 3R. Now, here's what's amusing about this anecdote, is the auditor wasn't running R3R, but 3N. And mysteriously found himself running, or found it in progress, R3R. And did the ARC break assessment on 3N. But was in actual fact doing R3R. Now look at that as a further complication. Now you wonder where we are here. I notice you are looking very puzzled. Well, an implant's an engram. And the auditor in this case went to the lengths of getting the date and duration of an engram, which had nothing whatsoever to do with the implant. You don't get durations of implants. 90% of the time, you don't even have to bother getting their dates. And if the auditor had just omitted dating this implant, everything would have run off like a well-oiled dream, because they knew what chain of implants they were looking for. And the session, to be very factual with you, was actually a 3N session. They found themselves doing R3R. Now, how involved do you think that can get? Well, how do you possibly differentiate between these two things? It's horrible. Well, I might have added to the five to run the process they're running. But I consider that inherent in the auditing cycle. You get the level of error. This is the only thing I'm trying to get across to you. The level of error is all very, very stupidly elementary. Always. You're really not getting into errors which have anything whatsoever to do with R3R or 3N. This auditor apparently has difficulty running the process which is started on, and has a tendency to weasel off into other processes. That tendency existing then doesn't hold the line on a very precise process. This is not meant in a spirit of criticism. I'm just showing you something. Start in running CCHs, see, and then just kind of weasel off into reach and withdraw. Be the same thing, wouldn't it? All right, well, that's a gross tendency that any of you could notice. But how about the tendency of carried out, no matter how faint this tendency is, it still expresses itself in not adhering to a procedure, not starting and finishing an auditing cycle. Because an auditing cycle also includes completing the process you are running. Part of the auditing cycle. That's the major auditing cycle. You flatten the process you're running. I want to make these points with you, not in a spirit of criticism or any derogation. But I want to make these points with you for just this reason. You're colliding with something which on the surface looks very complicated. 3N and R3R look very complicated. Got all kinds of steps, and it's all about time track. Have to list, assess, find right levels, watch the TA like a hawk. You're not going to have any trouble with those at all if you can do the basics of auditing. Actually, it really isn't complicated. If anything is wrong with R3R, it's too idiotically simple. We have here a process which, after all these years, runs engrams by rote. Well, that's fantastic. But you can't run an engram by rote if you can't read and execute a bulletin. You say, well, oh, yeah, well, that's book one and so forth. And I think there was something about implants in book one. Yeah, well, I understand implants, all right, implants and so forth. We had a technique one time. We had a PC sit down and he flowed the energy from the top of his head down around his shoulders. That must have been three. Oh, yeah, I guess that's 3N. Yeah, very easy. All right. All right, sit there and have the energy flow from both of your temples down over your shoulders. Yes, all right. What's the matter? You say there's kind of something going on. Well, it's all right. He says, well, this is absolutely terrible. Dear Ron, I was running 3N the other day, and it doesn't work. your level of error is fantastic. It's never slight. I never find these gross audit. That's why you call them gross auditing errors, because they're never slight. Never slight. All right, so somebody comes along, and he does 3R3, and he dates these engrams. And he gets these engrams all dated and so forth. And the PC keeps getting groups of engrams and thinks he's running dub in. And you say, well, study your 3R3 and do those steps better and learn how to move the PC on the time track better. Don't get things confused the way you're confused of moving the PC on the time track. And the PC gets his engrams further grouped and his ARC breaking more often. You say, now, confound it, study that bulletin. Study that bulletin. Learn to say, move to the beginning of the incident and move through the incident to a point, so forth. You say, learn how to do that. PC's getting worse and worse. And eyes getting black, you see. And getting look haggard, crunched over. Starts withdrawing from life. You say, well, it's 3R3 is a pretty dangerous process. Look what it can do to somebody. Ah, but if... Now, here's what I'm telling you to do. This you might not do. Is look into these basics with regard to this auditor. Look into the basics. You may find something like can't read a meter. Never has been able to read a meter. Well, let me tell you, the greatest crimes that you can pull, the only thing that'll give you any real trouble in R3R, the only real trouble you'll have, will come from wrong date and wrong duration. And that trouble is so far in advance and so high above any other trouble that you can have in doing R3R that it looks like the sun looking down upon some space fragments. I mean, the order of magnitude is absolutely fantastic. Meter reading. The guy wasn't having any trouble with R3R. He was having trouble with his meter. He had some misconception with regard to a meter. His practice with regard to meters is bad. Or better than that, he just didn't understand dating. He couldn't ever use a meter really on dating, and he couldn't get his durations and so forth. Now look, it's very difficult for an expert meter reader to get the dates and durations of engrams or incidents or anything else. You understand? That's tough. That's hard to do. Let's now add to that difficulty an inability to read a meter. Now you see what I mean. PC will never chop at you for moving him all over the time track unless you've already laid in the bypass charge of a wrong date or a wrong duration, because time is the single source of aberration. Wrong date, wrong duration. Now, when I say a wrong date, you've got this incident at 9.5 trillion years ago. And it's actually 9.49 trillion years ago. That's not a wrong date. Look for your gross errors. Gross errors. Well, this incident is 900 years ago. And it's really 9.45 trillion. Oh, boy. You start running errors in dates like that into R3R, and boy, that time track looks like an accordion after a hot night in the polka parlor. You say, what's this? It used to be a time track. The bypass charge is fantastic. You've missed the whole incident, put it in the wrong place, and then you'll say, well, this PC is actually a dub-in PC because here he's got this picture going down to the growler or rushing down to the local corner saloon and getting a growler for his old man. See, that this is the whole incident. Next thing you know, halfway down to the saloon, he meets this dragon and finds himself mounted on a horse, and the PC will say, well, the old man must have had DTs, and I must have gotten some of his engrams, and so forth. And you run a little bit further, and you say, well, let's see, what's the scenery look like around there? Well, I don't know, like the 1890s or something like that. And you say, well, 1890s. Let's redate this thing. Oh, 1890. All right. PC just said it, so it ticks, see? Ever notice that you can pick a date off the coach that the coach is thinking of? Well, dating always will. All a guy's got to do is said the date, and you'll get some tick on it. He'll say a date, and for an instant it flicks, or you can't get a date. You don't have to do anything about it. He says 1890 and so on. Now, this actually is true, that a PC does have the date and the right date does read. But then he told you the date of the incident, don't you see? I'm saying, well, he just said the figures, 1890. 1890, you'll get a faint, desperate tick. It'll only do one tick. It won't do two ticks, three ticks. Say, all right, it's in 1890. Well, he doesn't get the dragon anymore, but he gets going up in this airplane, you see, to deliver the beer in an airplane. And so forth. But he says there's something wrong about this because there were no airplanes in 1890. Orville and Wilbur didn't commit their crime until a few years later. So therefore, there's something wrong with this. And the auditor is in perfect agreement. He says, well, this PC's running dub. No, he's not running dub. The auditor is running can't read a meter. that's what's the matter. Now you eventually get this all tangled, untangled, and you do an assessment, and you find out you have a wrong date or something. You find that this is 9.45 trillion years. And he did go down to the saloon to get his old man some beer. But halfway there, the atom bomb hit. And you get a complete incident, and it all unrolls, and it's all fine, PC's happy with it, and it reduces, and so forth. You might say that a dubbing case is only somebody that's got his dates mixed up. You could probably cure a case of dubbing just by accurately dating. Start into this lifetime and keep going back and just date, date, date. And you probably could close up a case that was doing dub, because the only time you get time trap closure and other things happening and so forth is when you have wrong dates. Now that's very important then, isn't it? Let's take a look at this wrong duration. Nothing drives the PC battier than to have a wrong duration. You say, all right, this incident is 2 days long. It's actually 1 trillion years long. He tries in vain to find the beginning of the incident. He can't, because he's looking at something that happens 2 days before. So it stays all black and gruesome, and he can't make sense out of it, and he's all anatan and that sort of thing. Well, after a while, because whenever you get this phenomenon, you reduration, that is the rule. If you have any trouble and you can't find the beginning of an incident, this is what made R3R. I haven't released this, by the way, before this moment. But what made R3R workable is this datum. That a PC has perception on any incident that is properly dated and durationed. That's the most important factor we've learned in many a year. There's where perceptics lie. Now, there's only three reasons why he doesn't have perception on the incident that you're trying to run. There are only three reasons. You have the wrong date, or the wrong duration, or it's got a GPM in it. Those are the only three things that can close an engram out so the PC can't run it. Now, you can add another thing to it, and actually that doesn't close out his perceptions, and it becomes very junior, but you can add this other thing to it just for fun, and you can say it's a wrong assessment, but all that does is give you TA action, or the chain you're running has vanished. You've flattened the chain you are running. Once more, you won't be able to assess. You've got a wrong assessment. You're now running him on the wrong chain. The chain he's run is flat. But that all represents itself in tone arm action and actually doesn't really always express itself in non-perception. The whole secret of perception, the secret of perception in an engram, is right chain, right date, right duration equals perception, period. Every time, man. The only thing you can get in the road of that thing is the GPM. You pass the PC through it once, and because he resisted all the way through it, had a lot of black energy in there, you see. The black energy goes up, and it, of course, obscures the incident. I found the other day an engram that had a GPM in it. I didn't know it had a GPM in it before I ran the PC through it a couple of times. It registered and then didn't register that it had a GPM in it. So I said, well, we'll just run the PC through it. And I didn't really know that the thing had a GPM into it until the lights in a tunnel went out. A moment before, there'd been lights in this tunnel. But now, this time through, there's no lights in the tunnel. So the old maestro knew at once that we had rekindled those items and made the black energy off of the items go bzzz. And, of course, it put out the lights. So I got the incidents, took the PC to the first pair of items, and it was a Wildcat GPM, and you got to learn how to run those. That's another skill you got to learn. Sorry. But the basic ones and the real tough ones, we've got them clear back to the beginning of time. We know their patterns all the way back. I haven't released them completely, but actually the April 17th bulletin covers some vast period of time. That's the gorilla implants and the bear implants, and they cover a vast, vast period of time, trillions of years. And that only changed just once. They dropped a couple of items out of it in the middle of all this. Otherwise, we got all that. We got an earlier implant, the glade implants, we got those. We got the earlier fairgrounds or circus implants before that. We got the lot, see? And that's all very helpful. And you'll say, thank God Ron got these things. But every now and then, you'll be running an engram in R3R, and one of the things which you have to watch out for is, does it have an implant in it? And before you scoot the PC through it, be a good thing to find this out about. So, does it have an implant in it while you're durationing it? And, it has an implant in it. Well, the proper procedure is not to throw the PC through the incident, but to take them for the first pair of items in the implant, if there are any. And finally fool with it until you finally find out what it's all about, discharge the items out of it. Sometimes there are only half a dozen items. Get those. You'll see them fire, rocket read, you clean it up, and then just handle it as an engram. You'll get the rest of it. You get motion and that sort of thing out of it, some of the emotion out of it, and so on. Pick up two more items that you missed. Clean it up. It's a wildcat implant, see, and they're never very long. They're never very, very difficult. PC, if it's on his chain, can reach them for sure. But there's a point in running where 3N and R3R cross. And frankly, as far as programming is concerned, I would always start a case on R3R and pick up those implants which turned up in the normal progress of running R3R. I found myself going hi-ho down the Helitrobus implants. Get the lot! Don't just pick his chain up, you know. Just get everything you can lay your paws on in that series of implants. Hi-ho! Clean them up, Matt. Got your paws on them. Then go on and handle it as an engram. You got it clean now. Now, then you'd always find the engrams that are on the PC's chain that are obscuring the implants. Of course, we're asking you to drive the 20 mule team Bork mules, you know, out there with reins wrapped around both hands and, you know, and around your shoulders and driving with your toes, because at any minute you check up, This thing got an implant in it. Oh, it's an implant in it. You'll have a table of dates eventually that tell you when all these implants occur. And you suddenly dawns on you. You have 43,980,760,000. That helitrobus. You know, I've been betrayed. We have the level failed to die. You've got the goal failed for the Helitrobus implants. You're sitting right on it. Which is preceded slightly by to die. And you have to know how to shift that transmission, with a smooth shifting of gears right over to 3N. And you just go ahead and handle the whole thing right there. And forbear tracing back up the track and not handling any more engrams and scattering everything around. Just finish what you're doing. It landed you there. You found the engram. You found the computation in the engram. You just got whatever you could get your hands on, cleaned up as much of it as you could, and then you jolly well went back to running what you were running, of course, because you've never stopped running it. You've just used 3N as an adjunct to R3R, which is all it is anyway. That's all 3N is. It's just an adjunct to R3R. It gives you how to run implants, implant engrams the easy way, by pattern. And when you get onto a wildcat one, you've got a few more headaches. It's just because you haven't got a pattern. You've got to take the pattern. Now, when we go into this and study this over, we find out that there are a lot of technical details you have to know, such as how do you assess for an ARC break? Uh, We did a half a page list on the PC, and the tone arm went from 3 to 5.5 to 4. And the moment it got back to 4, we had a sort of a blowdown, so we ended the list. And I know the list, and PC just seems to be awfully ARC broke, and we just don't seem to get any place on R3R after this. Well, you have no such things as PC's ARC break if you do not run the tone arm action out of the list the PC is doing. You're going to do a list, you got to do a list. A list is a list. I don't care what it's for, and if you leave a list half finished, you not only won't find any item on it that is any good to the PC, but your PC's going to ARC break. The most frequent source of ARC breaks in the old days was incomplete lists. The guy never finished the list. Or over-completed lists. You know, the list was complete at 15 pages, and they're just now passing page 75, and the PC hasn't been able to think of any new items since page 20. But they've still been grinding on. The auditor keeps getting in the mid-roods and asking him, in this lifetime, what have you failed about? On and on and on and on. The list's been complete forever. Most frequent source of ARC breaks is around any listing action is simply an incomplete list, that's all. You can take any arbitrary list and assess the PC on it. Because the PC didn't do it, it is therefore not incomplete because he never started it. You know, it's like your prehab levels and the preliminary step list and levels to be run. Well, you can do all of those that you want to, and you're not going to ARC break the PC unless you get a completely incorrect level. And that can be very embarrassing to the PC. And I've given the source of this list so that if you ever run into it and you just can't find anything on this list, or if you're the auditor doing it can't find any level on this list at all, I've given you where these lists came from so you can get a hold of some of the old lines and put a failed to it, put it and a failed to it and not to it, and you can go on and extend this list considerably. I've given you the sources for this list, and you have all those. About every thought or combination of anything that man life has. But this is adequate for most PCs, and it doesn't matter whether the level list is complete or not, because it's an arbitrary list. PC didn't do it, so therefore it doesn't stand an incomplete list. Ah, but the other list. Now you're up against all the rules of listing. That's quite a skill. Listing and nulling is quite a skill. What does it do? It goes back to meter reading. Get your auditing cycle completed. When you confront these complex processes, make sure that your nerviness does not stem from an inability to place the PC's chair. You get the idea. You're saying, I'm having all kinds of trouble with R3R. Well, before you conclude anything about R3R, oh yeah, go on and study it and learn it and so on, but you just can't seem to make it work. Before you conclude anything catastrophic with regard to this whatsoever, let's take a look at what you're doing that makes up R3R, that makes you nervous. And you probably find out that listing makes you very nervous or something. And you find out, well, why does listing make me very nervous? Oh, well, it's be something like this. I've just never mastered the art of writing things while I was looking at a meter to see if they ran. Something like that. You say, oh. Oh, well, no wonder we're having such a hell of a time with this assessment. In other words, go back to basic things like your meter, your session, audit in the PC, auditing cycle, Q&A. PC keeps getting ARC broke. You can't figure out why he's getting ARC broke, and every time you try to find it out, well, you didn't accept something the PC said. You better conclude sooner or later that you must be doing a Q&A of some kind or another. There must be something wrong with your auditing cycle, otherwise your PC wouldn't continue to get ARC broke. Look it over and patch it up. Now, therefore, learn to play this game called auditing on its fundamentals. And when you feel very competent with its fundamentals, then I don't think that you will have much awe of a procedure which is simply a complex application of these fundamentals. There really isn't very much to R3R. Guy's got a time track, and you're going to run him through these things, and you're going to come a cropper. Sometimes, going to come a cropper sometimes. With it, why? Well, it isn't because you didn't tell him to move to the beginning of the incident. It isn't anything elementary like that, or you didn't follow your procedure. It isn't anything involved. You find out, well, you had something like a wrong duration. You just continue to get wrong durations. And eventually, running this PC, you finally get it through your knucklehead that this PC just won't date on this chain that you are running. And you finally say, well, trace this thing back. Let's trace this thing back here. You know, what did I do? Oh, he doesn't have any tone arm action either. Oh, he must not have the right assessment. Something's wrong with the assessment. Well, how could there be anything wrong with the assessment? And suddenly dawns on you that you have absolutely no confidence whatsoever being able to clean up a PC's needle so you can assess. Nothing wrong with R3R, see? You're having trouble. You're having trouble handling a session and handling a meter. So on this PC, without going back and putting yourself through a course or something like that, on this PC, right then, you decide, well, all right, hell with it. This thing has got no tone arm action, so I must have a wrong assessment. That's it. So there's something wrong with the item or there's something wrong with the level. That's all. All right, now what could be wrong with those? Well, I just must not have done what I was supposed to do to find the item or to find the level from which I got the item. Now, something is wrong in that department. Well, how come I would get a wrong assessment on this PC? Well, let's see, his needle was awful dirty. As a matter of fact, his needle is still dirty. As a matter of fact, I've never seen a clean needle on this PC. Hey, I think I got it. I think this PC, I've never had this PC in session. Excuse me. So you say, well, now let's put this PC in session. This PC's been roughed up a few times and so forth. Let's just run in auditing 18 button prep check, something elementary. Only in this particular case, we're just going to run them until we've got a bit of a clean needle, and we're not going to bother the PC and so forth, because that seems to be a weak spot here. So let's just kind of just run a sort of an 18 button prep check on auditing and let the PC answer it any way he wants to, and we'll say it's clean when it's clean, and we'll just kind of ease this thing out, so forth. Boy, we find out all kinds of things. This PC has been withholding, and he's been suppressing, and he's been upset with this, and he's been in disagreement with that, and so forth. And, you know, you thought you couldn't run R3R. Well, no, you just didn't have the PC in session. Elementary, my dear Watson. How can you do an assessment on somebody who isn't in session? It always traces back to these stupid fundamentals. And your main danger as an auditor, that you run into, is that you're too complicated. You're insufficiently idiotable. If you just recognize that the simplicities of the game make it hang together and work, if you just recognize that, Why, you have some fantastic winds here and there. Look it over. And eventually you get very cocky about these things and it'll all fall into line with you and so forth. But the reason you're not achieving a result here or there on a complex technology goes back to these early ones. You either aren't doing it, you aren't doing it in an auditing session because you haven't got a session, or you suddenly discover that there's something wrong between you and the PC and this meter. This PC does not register well on this meter. Why? Well, I'll let you in on something. The greatest errors that you can make in R3R, the greatest errors that you can make are wrong date and wrong duration. Those outshine any other error. You can even make progress with a wrong assessment, you understand? Those are just enormous. They ride up there at the umpteen skillion light year level, see? And way down below these things is wrong assessment. Well, there's two ways we can get a wrong assessment. We can have had a wrong assessment in the first place, and we could actually have run it out so that we are now running on a wrong assessment, because, you see, we flattened the first assessment, in which case, both cases, the TA will remain without motion. You won't have adequate motion in the TA. Now, the only other thing that can kill TA motion, as far as R3R is concerned, is this astronomic fact of wrong date, wrong duration. They'll kill TA motion. Wrong date, wrong duration, bang, no TA motion, that's it. I've been studying TA motion here lately, what makes it and that sort of thing, and I finally found these facts out. And so there's this enormously important fact, just cannot be overstressed. Wrong date, wrong duration, those are crash. Anytime you're really having any trouble with it, you've got wrong dates and wrong durations. I mean, that's all. You understand? I mean, that's way up there. The other point here, wrong assessment. Well, the only thing that leads to is just no TA action, not much PC interest, and you're not getting much done on the case, and so forth and so on. It's not going to ruin the case, don't you see? And flatten the chain. You flatten the chain, and you said, well, a chain couldn't flatten in one engram. Yet you did. You flattened it in one engram. What you found was basic on that chain. You know, it flattens in 100 or it flattens in 1, or it's no point. It has nothing to do with where the engram is on the time track. The engram can be yesterday. Just yesterday. And it's basic. Well, you run this engram that you date as yesterday. And you clean it all up, and the PC's fine, and the somatics reduce, and everything's gorgeous about the thing, and you look for an earlier one, you can't get any date, you can't get any... Let's see. Is the earlier incident we want greater than 10 days ago, less than... I don't get any read. Just a minute, get some better light on this. Is the engram... The earlier engram, which reduces to absurdium that chain, is the earlier engram earlier than 20 days ago? Is it later? Is it more than 20 days ago? Less than 20 days ago? I'm getting read here talk. Now, maybe it's the wrong order of magnitude. Is the earlier engram we are looking for fail to reduce to absurdity, is this more than 100 trillion years ago? Is it less than a... That doesn't read. More than 100. They're both reading. Do you think of something? All right, let's have another crack at this. Is it more than 100 trillion years ago? Less... I got a dirty needle here. You thinking of something? four sessions later. See, I wonder something. Lights dawn, you know. To fail to reduce to absurdity. Fail to reduce to absurdity. It doesn't read. We flattened the chain. Oh, excuse me. PC says self-righteously, well, I told you I thought that was all there was to it. PC didn't say a word about it. Well, that's some of the troubles you run into when you get a wrong assessment. Man, the devil himself with telepathy. The Russians have heard that the Americans are now using telepathy to communicate to the atomic subs. So they now have a professor of telepathy who is studying telepathy, and he wants to telepath to a group or Oxford University. Only he won't do it because he doesn't think telepathy works. I mean, our scientific world marches on. But the point I'm making here is wrong assessment is contributive to wrong date and wrong duration. Because even if you have the right chain, getting a date to read and getting a duration to read is hell. It's horrible. It's very hard to do with the PC in session, needle clean, right level, right item, next engram coming up dead easy. It's difficult. It's not easy to get the right date and the right duration. Why? Because you've got the date, which is usually the last moment of the engram toward present time. So your duration extends that earlier. See? And if you don't get, and the PC has no reality on how early this thing went, because he's only got the last tail of it, which is the part toward present time. So duration doesn't read worth a nickel. Dating is easier to do than duration. And brother, I have dated something twice and redurationed it 10 times trying to find the beginning of it. When I finally did find the beginning of it, zing! Of course, I had to redate it by that time because it had now become unreal. See, its end was so much further away that it made about, it made 100 years of error in the date when he finally found the beginning of it. And it was dark and it was terrible and the PC couldn't run it and nothing could be done about it and nobody could find anything in it and it was all a mess. And all a mess, and all a mess, and all a mess, and reduration, 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 and then finally got a more proper date, and then durationed it, and then all of a sudden had the right duration, and bang, PC got to the beginning of the thing, went through it, zip, 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 all the somatics reduced, everything is fine, 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 fine. That PC was running all right on the right chain. How many redurationings? 10. God help you someday when you get somebody who has an engram 15 trillion trillion years long. Try to find the beginning of that. Before you've gone halfway through, of course, your date is so wrong that it's jamming the track anyway. And just time after time, you find the earlier part of it, and you find the earlier part of it, and you find an earlier part of it. And finally, you finally get it all worked out, and you find out that this thing, which first registered as 1.5 hours long, was actually 15 trillion trillion years in length. Somebody stuck in a mountain that long, couldn't get out. That's rough. That's hard to do. It's hard to do when everything else is correct. So you got to have everything else correct, and then that can be done. But it is not easy to do when all signs and portents are favorable. Got that? Now you get a wrong assessment and add it to this. Oh, you've had it. Or you overrun a chain. You've run 5 n-grams on this chain, and no TA action on the last two. The thing was sitting at 5 on the TA, and you're getting no TA action. So you just say, well, maybe the TA action will pick up. Maybe I've got wrong dates and durations on this thing. Maybe the TA action will pick up. You see. Now, is it more than, is the next incident... What's the date of the next earlier incident? Get your head back on. TA's up there, hasn't moved for 2 incidents. 3R3 says that you're supposed to find the basic on the chain. Maybe you did. Maybe you run 2 more incidents than you needed to run to flatten it. Maybe the thing's been flat. But you can't go into esoterics as to whether something is flattened or not flattened or anything else if you can't even put a PC in session. How can you run an ARC break when all your sessioning on the PC is an ARC break? When you won't answer anything the PC tells you, how can you do an ARC break assessment? Because you're laying in ARC breaks faster than... Of course, you're picking them up by assessment. That's something like the frog that curls up 2 inches and falls back 3, and he never gets to the top of the well that way. What's in error then? Just your auditing cycle. Nothing more elementary than that. So I'm saying it's not terribly good news that taking somebody all the way to OT requires a number of complicated procedures. This is not very good news. But it is good news that all the errors of these procedures, when they really get erroneous, fall immediately back down to just a very few basics. You can learn how to do those basics, get confidence in that line, recognize that your disabilities in handling other things fall back to those simple basics. Therefore, you can always improve those basics so you'll be able to do it. You got a clear road ahead of you. I'm not at all dismayed, as far as you're concerned, in being able to do these procedures. But I'm looking at what difficulty you are having here or there, and I recognize they're all elementary difficulties. They're not complex difficulties at all. You can do these things. You can do them easily, and you can bring off the show. Because I'm telling you, you're right here within handshake and distance of making OTs. OT is on the sunny side of 1,000 hours right this minute for any PC. The length of time it'll take him to go OT has intimately to do, much more intimately to do, with the auditor's command of basics than it does the state of his case. Because I have made a new discovery which will hearten you a great deal, and that is that case levels 7, 6, 5, all of them have a channel which, if properly assessed, give them clear running TA moving n-grams with no dub. There's always a little channel lies through the bank which is straight that the PC has a reality on. And that doesn't matter if you're running brushing teeth. See, he still got that one. Win on that one, flatten that chain, reassess, get another chain, and he goes up, up, further, further, ability, better, 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 better. Next thing you know, you got it made. You're not up against difficult cases. You're up against rather difficult procedures. And all that your difficult procedures are up against are your ability to handle the basics I've been talking about. Okay? Thank you.